neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Let's bring a story about Rabbi Yanai. I don't think Gemara brought this story about Rabbi Alexandre. And some say Rabbi Alexandre. Actually, it was the Rochel. The Rochel is a Dorigal. He goes around and sells things. So now we have a pasuk in Tehillim. It's brought, Mi ha'ish ha'hafetz ha'im. So this pasuk in Tehillim, you know what mizmor it is? Mizmor. Makirim et ha'mizmor.
52.
Chazak Baruch. Mizmor 34. Mizmor 34. Yes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. We recite this Mizmor on Shabbatot before Baruch Sheamar. Mi Aish Hafetz Chaim. So now, here, this is the Rochel, the Dorigar, the one that sells the stuff. He goes around. So he was announcing, screaming, jar. Mi Aish Hafetz Chaim. Who is looking for life? Like this whole food store, they say, you know, you buy this, you'll be healthy. But here, the Rochel was screaming and announcing for that once long life comes. So Rabbi Yanai came and says, yeah, what are you selling? So he said, the remedy, the prescription for long life is Netzor Leshonecha Mera. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Yes. Yeah. So now it's very interesting that in Torah, the one that is a slander is Malshin. It's called Rechilut. Rechilut, like a Rochel. Why? Because Doregard, exactly, just like the Malshin, he goes around, they call it Chabargozariye Pars. He goes and inform everybody, oh, he did this, he did that, he said this. So now they ask, Rabbi Yanai was a very, very great chacham. So now he was very touched, very excited by what the Rochel said. For sure, he finished Tehillim 1,000 times. 1,000 times. So now all of a sudden, the Rochel comes and he tells him this pasuk, that the pasuk says, who are the ones? Long life. Watch your mouth. Yeah, he read it 1,000 times. What's a big deal about this? And not only that, Gemara says, oh, he gave him food, he gave him money. 6 golden coins he gave him. For what?
He was the one who could, like you said, he could say all the news about everybody, but he closed his mouth. He doesn't say
I know, but he's informing a depth inside about the pasuk in the Tehillim. But he is a great chacham, he knows all of these things. What happened all of a sudden, he gets excited about, you know, what the Rochel said, the Dorigar said. You understand? This is the pasuk is known. Mi ha'ish, hechafetz chayim, for that is looking for?
Long life.
Omre tulani, he should close
his mouth.
So he says in the pasuk, Ms. Moore, what was it?
34.
Hazak Baruch. Lamed Dalit. Pasuk Yod Gimel. That's what the pasuk is brought. So bring him out, say, from Rabbi Mandan Kaplan. One time his car broke down. It had a, you know, they call it from Ahte. Exactly, shofar. So one of the parts that he needed, he goes to the auto parts store. So the guy looks at it and says, no, this is a very old part. I say, yes, I know. So he goes to the warehouse, giant warehouse. Then he goes there, and then he goes, there was a drawer there, he takes it out, and then the part was there, he gave it to him. He was shocked. You know, all of these parts in, you know, giant warehouse. How do you know where this part is? So what do you think? This is my business. I know every part where it is. What does this mean? See, it's a big difference when you learn Torah, either to feel good or have some information, or people, they see, oh, you read Mishnah. Psh, Mishnah? Huh? Or this is your business. What does it mean? When it's your business, you know what it's all about. You know what it is. You know what it means. You know what it works for. The part, you know, this for this. So now, when you retain him, what are you retaining for? I retain him. Why are you retaining? It's good to retain him. Why are you retaining? It's a segula to retain him. But do you retain him to learn something from it? No. You read Mishnah to learn something from it?
No.
No! You just read it because to show I'm reading it. Here, unbelievable message. And that is, Rabbi Yannai says, oh, I read this Tehillim 1,000 times, but I never thought this Pasuk means, when you close your mouth, you have a long life. That's why he was so excited. That's what the Rochel taught him. If you want a long life, you don't need to go jogging around the block. You don't need to spend so much money for vitamins. Close your mouth. And that's what the 167 Pesukim that we learned in two parashiyot is teaching us, that how important it is for you to be healthy, to have barachot, to close your mouth. And this is a very, very, very important lesson that you, Chas v'Shalom, should not forget, that you know how important it is. Every word you say, you bring arichut yamin for yourself, long life for yourself. You know what it is? Every word that you prevent to say, you stop yourself to say, you bring such a shefa berachah for yourself. Hashem is like, yeah. Koil ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koil ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koil ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koil ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.